This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, I'm going to be out and about with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders and the Montgomery County University of Illinois Extension Office. We will be taking yield surveys, and I'll have more to come on that during our noon hour show. And yesterday, I spent the day in Decatur on the Farm Progress Show grounds for the preview day for media. And while I was there, I had a chance to talk with Don Torti, Vice President of the Farm Progress Show.
I'm doing great. The weather's terrific. A lot of media here today, and it's really an exciting time getting set up for the show.
It's definitely very exciting. We just finished up our tour around the Progress Show grounds, and there's definitely going to be a lot of vendors here and exciting exhibits.
Yeah, you know, probably one of the biggest things is just the expansion. I mean, the Farm Progress Show, when we built the site 10 years ago, this is our sixth show here in Decatur, it was built to house the largest Farm Progress Show ever. We've expanded a couple times, and now we have a new 400,000 square foot expansion, which is basically full.
Yes, it's definitely huge and exciting. As I heard earlier, this is the largest trade show in the United States. Is that correct?
That is correct. This is, especially with the expansion, last year it was tied with our other farm show that we do in Grand Island, Nebraska, Husker Harvest Days, in 2 weeks. But now with this expansion, it will make the largest trade show in America.
Well, there's definitely going to be a lot of exciting things happening. Anything particular this year that's new or that you're just really looking forward to seeing?
Well, absolutely. You know, the basis of the Farm Progress Show is always the latest innovations, whether it be in the seed or in the cab. There's a lot of new equipment here, equipment that's just being unveiled for the first time. To me, one of the most exciting things that's been added this year is the UAVs, the whole drone thing. In our expansion, we have a lot of new drone companies, and we also have a drone exhibit going 6 hours a day. It's every 10 minutes, a new company is going to be flying. They'll have representatives out there. What a great chance to look at the future of agriculture.
Definitely. And if visitors want to see those demonstrations, they can just stop by the booth, and they're happening every 10 minutes?
Yes, it's just south of the exhibit field, right outside the new expansion. And that's where a lot of the companies are in that expansion area. So, but throughout, even there's exhibits beyond, you know, we're going to be combining, which for a couple years, Mother Nature's kept us out of that. Really exciting. There's tiling demos. There's high-speed planting. You can see how that works. Ride and drives. You can go ride, you know, look, get in your latest truck or ATV. Just lots of really cool things going on.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Don. And any final thoughts today for our listeners?
No, just, you know, there's nothing better. This is certainly the showcase of American agriculture, and we look forward to everyone being out here next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Again, that was Don Torti, Vice President of the Farm Progress Show, which is taking place September 1st through the 3rd. As Don mentioned, there's going to be a lot of new and exciting things on display at the show, including an air-conditioned grain bin, the UAVs that Don mentioned, and also the latest and greatest from all ag businesses that will be present at the show. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.